of all the blessings that God has given. We have had the joy of seeing so many blessings in God's work. And this morning, I just really want to praise the Lord for what He's done. And it's very seldom in the latter years of your life that you receive, I think, in my heart, the most blessing. I love being a pastor's wife, but the miracles and the joys that I've seen through Joyce's kids, I can't explain. I started off keeping up with all the miracles, but I've seen God's miracles work in this ministry. Joyce, Vic laid the groundwork of the ministries, and her burden was there. And she passed it on. And the other day, I had the pleasure of talking to a group of young people. And that's what Joyce's Kids has done. It has helped make the young people learn about missions and get them excited about missions. And I told them, I said, we're getting old. I said, Miss Faye is old. I'm not going to be able to continue doing what I'm doing forever. But I said, who's going to pick up the mantle? And I used the example of running that race where you pass a torch, you know, to the next person and or ever what that thing, the wand in the race. If that next person that is to take that is not there to take it, what's going to happen? And that's what we would like to do, is to keep the young people excited about God's ministry. Yes, it's hard, and yes, the burdens are heavy sometimes, but I'm just here to show you that, and if we get this video, which we may not, and if we don't, that's okay too. But God has, during these hard times, I've seen God work miracles. I mean, I saw Brother Johannes start a new school this year. We've had the joy now. We've got 5 deaf schools going. And I thought to myself, how in the world are we going to help? Because we can get the schools started, but we need sponsorships to keep the schools going, and we need to reach those budgets. And how are we going to do this, Lord? And I went to him, and I was praying, and one letter went out, and one man's heart was touched, one man and woman. And he called and sent me an email, and he said, I want to sponsor all 13 of those boys and girls for a year. And I mean, you know, that these are hard times. A lot of people are hurting, but God's not. Amen. We had to build the fence wall around Victory School. $25,000, Lord. It's an impossibility. I mean, people are hurting here in the United States. What am I going to do? And you know what God said? You're not going to do anything. I mean, you ain't got anything in the bank. There ain't nothing you can do. And that's true. But there's nothing wrong with me. And boys and girls started giving $2.50. And within a year's time, we sent the money to Ethiopia to start that wall. Now, guess what? The devil's alive and well. And he's fighting it. He doesn't want it. But God is opening doors that we can't. God has done blessings through you and through your churches. We have seen, and you will see from the video, the things that have been accomplished. And at the end of the video, it says, why do we have these schools? Because 400 and something boys and girls have come through these schools. And these deaf boys and girls can never hear the word of God until they're taught their language. And most of us don't even stop to think that these kids that come to us don't know their name, don't know their mother's name, don't know, yes, Jesus loves me. But when they come and they learn their language, then they can receive the Lord as their personal Savior. And out of that, hundreds have trusted the Lord as their personal Savior. And these boys and girls will reach their people. Are you sure? I hate technology. In the office, they won't even let me go around the machines. When something breaks, Brother John says, anybody come but Faye. Keep her out. And I never do. This is the fast one that goes through, but it'll get done quickly. Yeah, it'll do itself. That's okay. This, of course, was the starting of Victory School in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Joyce Letter led Gomaja to the Lord, and I don't think it's going to work.
Just come stand here with the microphone and click it. Yeah, just click it yourself right here on that one.
Where? Right here? Of course, this is the day that we cut the ribbon. And you can see from this slide that this is Berticon, and this is why we start our schools. These are the children at Victory School. Vocational training is a future part of our plans when we get the building completed. Because if we train these people and we don't train them, give them hope for the future, we're not really accomplishing all that we can do for them. And of course, they're just normal, everyday boys and girls who enjoy the sports and the things that are going on. And they enjoy the Bible study, and they love Bible time. And that was Pastor Vazayu. And this is what it's all about. Out of these 13 boys and girls that graduated from grade 8, every one of these have trusted the Lord as their personal Savior. And one has been called into full-time Christian service and is studying under Pastor Bazayu to become a pastor. This is the piece of land that the government gave to us. And these are the building plans that the government gave to us, which I didn't like. But it'll be a beautiful building one day. And this is the construction that's going on right now of the building. The Gomaja took the boys and girls out the other day for the first viewing at the building site. And they were so excited at what they saw. And they just told her they wanted to bring their chairs up and have classroom, and they didn't want to leave. This is Faith Community School for the Deaf in Zambia. Pastor Johannes and Kittist have done a marvelous job with the school. all of our classrooms and all of our students have to have uniforms and have to be able to have the materials or they can't come to school. And that's why we started the sponsorship program, was so that these boys and girls who can't any other way get an education and learn their language can come to school. And you can see that they're just normal, everyday boys and girls. And this is our newest school and our little 13 students that are coming to our new school. This is Campina School for the Deaf, and Lynn Decker is the missionary that we honored this year. She has been on the field over 25 years alone and has been very, I guess really, she's not a pastor and she doesn't even pretend to be a pastor. But she's been behind churches being started for the deaf and has been faithful all these years to these boys and girls. And many, many souls have come to know the Lord as their personal Savior. I get to have the good part. I get to go in and spoil them and give them all the candy and the sweets. And they do the hard part. But this is... she's teaching them how to raise a garden, and they even have their own food for their lunches every day. This is Cornerstone School for the Deaf in the Philippines, Chris and Carol Woodley's work and ministry. Carol has done a terrific job as the administrator of our school there. The deaf are very talented. The deaf can do many things. There's this young man within about 15 minutes had this drawing done for Garvin to teach on the tabernacle. And they can reach their people. They can learn. And they can be good servants for the Lord. They enjoy singing. They just use a different way of singing. They sing in their language, of sign language. They enjoy dramas, and they're very good at it. In the Philippines, they came out and showed our deaf boys how to raise mushrooms. And these are the great big mushrooms. And once they grow these, they sell these and put the funds back into the school. And Carol has done a terrific ministry with the vocational training of these boys and girls. After school, they make different handcrafts, Bible covers, purses, and things from beads, and they go to flea markets and they sell them. They've also, we help through Joyce's kids, raise the funds to buy an oven. And they've started a bakery. And the people now know that the deaf school has a bakery. And they're now coming to the school every day at 2 o'clock. And they sell out all of their baked goods that they've done that day. Now, Carol has done teaches them three things with this vocational training. She teaches them how to run a business. She teaches them how to replenish the business, and she teaches them the importance of the school. And in three ways, she gives them the funds that they make. They divide it in three divisions. A third of it goes back to the school. A third goes back into the business to replenish the business. A third goes to the students who have worked so hard in it. But she's got the tithing envelopes up on the wall. And when they receive their funds, they go immediately and put in their tithe. And they are an integral part of the church and the hearing church. And the hearing people have to borrow money from the deaf. This is Brother Tess Figosa, and he has the Joyce's Kids School for the Home for the Blind. Now, when we first met these girls and boys. Five of these lived in the home. Through Joyce's kids, we were able to help him replenish the walls and remake the walls of the home and make them safe for the blind girls to live in, because their hands have to hold the side of the walls, and the worms were coming out the side of the walls. And so we helped them plaster it through Joyce's kids. And then we've helped him over the years with their supplies for the school and everything. And all five of these girls are now in the university and are doing wonderful work. And Joyce's kids is still helping them whenever they need the help to attend the university. And this is the Joyce's kids work in Botswana. We worked through the Dykes family there and helped them. And through Joyce's kids, we have helped them build a church in Botswana for the deaf. Now, this is Garvin's favorite slide. This is Matusi. And Matusi is coming to church. And Matusi has a bus route. He just doesn't have a bus. And they were meeting in the open-air pavilion every Sunday and every Saturday. And God blessed, and there's been many, many souls saved. And this is what Joyce's kids helped build and help the deaf. And they have their own church there. And the deaf built their church. Mimi was back the other day, and over 70 children accepted the Lord as their personal Savior while she was there. This is Pastor Emmeline. He has served for almost 20 years in the ministry there. This is Pastor Stanello. And this is Silent Joy Saturday. And every year through Joyce's kids, hundreds of deaf come to the Silent Joy Saturday and hear the deaf ministry. Why have deaf schools? As I said before, over 401 students have attended our five schools for the deaf, but over 193 students now have been saved, and that's what it's all about. Please pray for us, because we need to help these schools reach their budgets. And that's beginning to be very hard during these times. But as I told you before, it's not us, it's Him. And even during these times, and I don't know what God is teaching, I don't know what God is going to have for the future, but He may take America all the way out of it. But that doesn't mean that it's going to ever stop, because it's like a wave of blessings. What was started years ago with Dr. and Ms. Vick, what has kept on going all these years, and what will keep on going, does not depend on any of us in this room, even though we feel like, hey, it won't go on unless I'm here. It will. And He's got somebody else that's going to take that one from us and keep it on going. And we just have to pray that the foundation has been laid. And that's what this is all about. We are laying foundations, and others are going to build on it.
Well, man proposes and God disposes. I swapped positions with my cousin yesterday, because he was on his way up to Kentucky to help the church up there. And then this morning, as this has transpired, I'm not going to try to preach to you. I can be quick, but not this quick. And I think the Lord has His way in all things. But let me just say a few concluding things here about the Joyce's Kids program, and also specifically a word about Victory School. Joyce's Kids was started, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, 10 years ago, I guess. And it's broader sometimes, and maybe you get the perspective, but through that, a lot of things, I think you can tell that from here, have been helped, have been funded, have been allowed to happen, because quite honestly, if I could get Faye to raise money for me, I could retire, but she won't raise any for me. She won't even pay my gas money when I take her somewhere. But for this ministry, God has blessed her efforts in doing that. And I feel like sometimes it's hard for us to explain to people where they fully understand. I feel like they think we're lying about it. Africa is a different place. Could I get an amen from an African missionary? The struggle about getting that school, getting the government satisfied, took several years to get the land. Then they tell us, okay, you got to have a 5-story building. No way in the world we can do that. So finally, we whittle them down to if we get 2 floors finished. And then for about 2 years, the monsoons come, and then they Ethiopia, especially Addis, is going through a real revolution. They're trying to make it the pearl of Africa, and they're building. You've never seen any place, anywhere, doing more building, reconstruction. They've got big, huge, not just billboards, but 50, 60 feet long showing their plan. They've come in and just bulldozed a bunch of shanty towns, they call them, where all the old metal buildings are. Those people, they have to relocate, putting up new buildings, building roads. Well, the cost of everything just skyrocketed. It's just been a battle. And Faye has, quote, completed the project twice already, and it's not complete yet. So pray about that. If we can get the 2 floors finished and satisfied, then they can start the school there. And we can't go any further grades until that happens. They said, okay, you've got to have a fence around your property. Well, truthfully, you want one. But a lot of people you'll see, they'll have like the metal fence. But this has to be a block wall. So we figured it'd take 10,000 blocks. The cost of stuff in Ethiopia and the labor and everything else, we figured out about $2.50 a block to build that wall. Well, God finished that project the other day. But it just seems like that there is a battle against it. I'm sure there is all of God's work. But just understand that it is a battle. It's like a wrestling match. But we want to see that phase of it done. And you pray that God will just get us there in one way or another. And just pray for the deaf ministry in general, for Joyce's kids, and all the schools that are there. Almost all the schools now have some sort of sponsorship that helps some. But we need individual sponsorships. That's the $30 a month, a specific child that you help. And the school itself needs like monthly support, because we're dictated to about salaries and benefits, and you don't have any choice in that, making a difference. The government says this you must do. Like Lynn Decker, she has to pay her teachers 10 months out of the year, I believe it is, not 13 months. Wow, I didn't know there were 13 months except in Ethiopia, but... she also has to give them not just a salary, but stock food items. She has to have a food package every month for them that the government says you must give to them. Well, we have no choice in that. So just pray that God will work in all that. I'm just trying to explain to you some of the things that you come up against. Well, Brother David and Faith Baptist Church, they sponsor school there in Zambia, and Brother Johannes. And our church, not too long ago, took on the Victory School. They give $500 a month to back Victory School. God's been really good. And I think Faye said 77 kids have been saved in Victory School over this period of time. Cornerstone Baptist Church sponsors the work there in the Philippines. And so what's happening is not just people being saved, but changing things for the future. We have one young man in Ethiopia been called to preach. He's under Bazayu's leadership. He's training him for another generation. And a lot of these deaf kids are showing their community what can be done. when the deaf are trained, and when they are not only trained, but they're saved. So just, if you would, just pray that the Lord would lead every step of the way in this and give victory, because quite honestly, however much we pray about it and however pious we think we are, the burden gets really heavy in trying to complete something that's partially or maybe mostly out of your hands. And we need your prayers for that. I think that we've got about 10 minutes. And since we're talking about all this, Brother Fred, why don't you come and Brother David can interpret for you. And we've got 10 minutes. Can you, in 10 minutes, can you tell us about what you're doing over there? All right. And Brother Tim Roller's here this morning. His church is helping, and you can just share. And he's relocated here to this area. And so just share with us about what's happening.
Good morning. My name is Fred Adam, and pastor of Troy Deaf Baptist Church, out of Pastor Roller, Crossroad Baptist Church in Knoxville. And how I be related with Pastor Roller? Pray for me. We have a good relationship. I used to be a pastor in Ohio, and they support us and they help us. And the reason God called us to move, first thing, I want to work with Pastor Roller because his church is supporting mostly deaf ministry, deaf churches, deaf missionaries. And I thank God for bio. I'm not a bio. I'm a local church. But I do believe bio is one of the largest burdens to reach the deaf. You agree? And that's why I love bio. And so really my ministry is to train the deaf to become pastors. And I was in Ohio and pastored for 20 years, and we established college 10 years. We already established 9 deaf churches in America. Amen. And so I don't know why God called us to move in Tennessee, hillbilly, redneck. And so I surrendered and moved in Tennessee and started a new work. And 2 weeks ago, we had 30 deaf in our church. And now we had about 14 students. And we have 6 full-time and the other one part-time, learning sign language. We're teaching sign language, different things and we can do. And but also we have 6 deaf as our next generation to train them to become pastors somewhere. And so we need more men. If you had deaf people in your church or your ministry, send it to us. We'll train and establish churches. And well, in other country we have deaf ministry, some deaf churches, but why not America? And I've been Indian. Some of the testimony this morning, South Dakota, Indian. I went Indian. Many deaf people got saved through Indian. And it's a hard work, and the culture is different. I told Pete this morning, Indian, deaf, same culture, and a different world. And it's better to have a deaf church so we can reach the deaf. Now, I'm a deaf pastor. I'm deaf. My wife is deaf, thank God. When my wife and I argue, turn lights off. That's why we stay married. So it's a big need. We also have a college, and so we're thinking about starting a school, but later on. But right now we start a college. We just bought a 41-acre property for the school, the college, and so Lord been blessed. And we're slow, and so pray for us. I appreciate that. And so if your church want to have deaf choir, come to your church. Give us a call. We'd be glad to come and sing, present our ministry. So God is good. And I appreciate the bio that have a burden for the deaf. And thank God for Joy Kid Alto. Thank you.
All right. Next year, we want to have Deaf Choir as a part of our bio. I want you to see them. A lot of you who've been around a while, you have seen them, and it's a blessing. If any of you pastors would like to just have a special thing sometime in your church, they do a great job. They really do. And you pray for the college there, because the deaf is, I think, is just an ethnic group as well as anybody else, though it's not the skin color or whatever. They're a different culture. Like he said, no matter where they are, it's a deaf culture. And the funny thing is, we don't know much sign language. I tell people we work with the deaf and not, or for the deaf and not with the deaf. But the funny thing is, when we go to Ethiopia, I can talk to the deaf, but I can't talk to the hearing. And so we praise the Lord for all that he's doing. And I feel like we just need to be sensitive to the Lord. I think the Lord's had his way this morning and wanted us to hear what we've heard. We have a break time coming up, but about a quarter till 11, Brother Mark will sound the trumpet, and we'll start over again. Appreciate you being here. We'll take a break.